to be able to introduce this gentleman. We've been literally tracking him down for many, many years. He is, you know, sometimes we introduce folks as, you know, some of the most sought after speakers in the nation. He actually happens to be the most sought after speaker in the world of Legal Shield. Everybody wants him in their in his market. And he's a family man. He leads a large organization. And so there's only so much of him going around. So I'm certainly grateful that he took time out of his life to come today with his beautiful daughter, Milan, to come and share with us today. He's a million-dollar ring earner in the world of Legal Shield, meaning that he makes in excess of $1 million a year plus as a stay-at-home dad, which is amazing. But I think even more importantly, I think his success comes from the fact that he's helped so many people have massive success as well. So please get up on your feet and help me welcome to the front of the room, Platinum Executive Director plus Million Club Member, Million Dollar Ring Earner, my good friend, Mr. Del Nesto.
Thank you. You guys are going to make me blush if you keep it up. I appreciate that. Listen, Mrs. Burns didn't say anything about herself, but she and her husband have also reached one of the top pinnacle positions with our company, are earning the six-figure ring themselves, meaning that from home they've been able to eclipse the six-figure income. Let's give them a round of applause for hosting this event, for being the leaders that they are. We appreciate you all. It is an honor to be back in Utah. Thank you all for the invitation. And today I'm graced with the presence of my youngest and only daughter, Milan Self, is here with me today. We appreciate you. And so today it's my honor to share with you all real quickly what someone shared with my wife and I years ago when we first sat in the seats like some of you are doing for the first time this morning, taking a look at Legal Shield. Before I do that, let me give you my quick background so you know who's doing the presenting this morning. Again, Darnell Self, born and raised in Maryland. I still live in Maryland, about 10 minutes outside of Washington, D.C. Was probably raised like most of you, I would imagine. My parents taught me to go to school, get some good grades, get out and get a good job. Anybody have parents like that? Yeah, we all did, right? And so I did that. I went to two colleges, in fact. But don't become impressed because it took me 7.5 years to get my four-year degree. And come on, Utah, I'm not the only person you know. Thank you. That was on the seven-year program. But it wasn't my fault. I was very undecided in school. You name it, I was it. I was that major. I was pre-med, zoology, psychology, radio, television, and film, journalism. And I went to my advisor my seventh year, and I said, listen, what do I need to do to graduate? And for those who've attended college before, you know you can have more than enough credits to graduate, just not all in the right thing. And so my advisor said, look, first of all, you have enough credits for three other people to graduate with you. True story. Then she said, but if you take a major in PR, public relations, you actually have enough to graduate right now. And I said, you mean like today? And she said, yeah. I said, great, that'll be my degree. That's how I got out of school that day. And so I played the resume game. I went to all the job fairs there in my local county. I answered ads in the Washington Post, our local paper. However, my experience working in retail, I worked at a mall up the street from my college, all the way through college, because it allowed me to have some flexible hours while I was in school to buy books, et cetera. And so when I graduated, that mall offered me the management position at this real trendy men's and women's clothing store, which paid me about $40,000 a year. But check this out. With all the interviews I went on with my college degree, I was offered $24,000 a year. So I couldn't afford to go from $40,000 without my degree to $24,000 with my degree. So guess what I did? Stayed at the mall. Like most people who live in America, I've never had a job in my college degree with my major. So I continue to work there at the mall, working 60, 70, 80 hours a week. And if anyone in this room has ever worked retail, or I should say retail, doesn't matter what type of retail, whether it be fast food, clothing, office supplies, it's all the same. We call it the stretch in the management position. That means you open up the mall when it opens, you close it when it closes. And when people call in sick, guess who's got to go in? The manager. The weekends were always the most important times in retail, so I miss everything that happened in my personal life on the weekends. My kids' sporting events, birthday parties, church. If it happened on a weekend, I missed it. So at 24 years old, I said, no way am I going to do this for the rest of my life. Because back then, retirement was 55. And when you're 24, 55 is old. No, I'm in my 40s now. It ain't old anymore. Let me just tell you. It's just halftime. It's coming out the locker room, baby. What's up? Third quarter. Let's go. I'm just serious. So I stepped out on faith to become an entrepreneur at the age of 24. Sounds good. Any entrepreneurs in the room? Right? Feels good when you become an entrepreneur. But all my entrepreneur friends, you know your income doesn't always trend up immediately. So I went through this season of preparation, I call it, right? About 4 years of trying to figure it all out. And I was introduced to Legal Shield at the age of 28, right before I turned 29 years old, and it changed everything for me. As Mrs. Burns already stated, I became a stay-at-home dad, been able to work my business full-time now for 18 years. So I was raised in Legal Shield, my 20s, my 30s, and now my 40s. My wife walked away from her job at the cable station there in D.C. She walked away on maternity leave. We call it eternity leave because she never went back. That was at the age of 29. So we both have been stay-at-home parents. It's been amazing raising our four children. And today it's my honor to share with you all the same information that was shared with me. That's been such a blessing for my family and my future legacy that we're building. And if it makes sense to you, great, get back with the person who advised you out this morning. If not, that's okay too, because not everything's for everybody. Is that fair enough? And so I'm here just to share the information with you. Then you get to make your own wise and well-informed decision after this 40-minute presentation. Fair? Okay, good. Let's get right into our presentation today. So we're going to talk about just a couple of things today. But I want you to know that the best and most successful business models of today are simple. They're disruptive. I know this by heart, but I'd like for this to click along. We'll see if it works. Noble. Not easily duplicated, and of course they have an app that's associated with them. Let's talk about this. Let's give you some examples real quickly. You're familiar with this? It's called a taxi cab, right? Now, look, one day we're going to say this, and people are going to be like, really? Now, what was that? Right? Because, listen, you know, because I travel so much, I'm familiar with taxis. The problem with taxis is that when I would catch a taxi, I wouldn't really know what the rate was going to be by the end of the trip. In fact, sometimes I got in a taxi cab. There was something already up there. And I'm like, how's it $12 already? I just got in the cab. Right? And then I get to my destination. Then there's something added to it. I'm like, how'd you add on to $10? Well, because I picked you up from the airport. I said, oh, I didn't know that was an extra charge. Yeah, it's right there in the small print on the window to your right. Well, I look forward when I'm in the car. I don't look to the right. Then something came out called Uber. Right? Disruptive innovation. Simpler, easier, more affordable. Why? Because I actually know when I press the button, how much is going to be to take me to that destination? I actually know what time they're going to get there, how long estimate it's going to take me to get there. This is amazing to me, right? And so I can press a button. They know where to find me. With the taxi cab company, if I wasn't at the airport, I would have to say, look, I'm at the corner of, where am I right now? I would have to tell them where I was. So it's simpler, more affordable. Lyft, same thing, right? This is a place for the millennials in the room. That means you're from 18 to 34. It was a place called Blockbuster. No, seriously, I'm not joking. You should actually go to a place to rent videos. And if you worked a job, by the time you got off, the video you wanted was gone. Then you had to bring home a B-rated video. Your spouse is mad at you, your girl, right? Why you get this one? Because I work a job. And the one we wanted, that is the way it used to be. And then something called Netflix came out. Like disruptive innovation, simpler, more affordable, easier. In fact, you can watch as many videos you want for a monthly fee. It's the most amazing thing. Back when I was coming up, if you're my age, if you turn a video in late to Blockbuster, there was a late fee. And I'm going to really mess some of y'all up who are younger because there was something called a rewind fee. That's right. You had to it was something called rewind. If you didn't rewind it. Hotel, same thing. Airbnb has changed the way people list properties, basement rooms, right, in their homes. More listing than any one hotel chain. Over 191 countries utilizing Airbnb right now. This is something called film. That's right. You used to have to develop film. And by the time you developed it and sent it to grandma who lived in another state, by the time you sent the picture to them, the kids looked different. They had mustaches. You're like, I'm sorry, grandma. They don't look like that. I'm just serious. But something came out, right? Smartphones. You can take as many pictures as you want with a smartphone. And platforms like Instagram change things because grandma can see it instantly. The world could see your pictures, right? Simpler, more affordable. So something has changed in the legal profession. Legal profession is mostly known as expensive, unresponsive, unaccountable, right? But things have changed. Why? Because we have a disruptive innovation ourselves. It's our Legal Shield app. This Legal Shield app makes legal services affordable, accountable, and responsive. It's simpler, easier. Check this out. We know that the average person could never afford a lawyer at $300 an hour. Yes? It's expensive. Not when the average person doesn't make $30 an hour at their job. So I know we have a justice system, but it's a justice system most of us have never had access to, a country club we've never had a membership to. But Legal Shield, leveling the legal playing field for the first time in America. This is a disruptive app we'll talk about. So our company was established in 1972. Gentlemen, here pictured Mr. Stone Cipher, was a school teacher, founded our company because he got in a car accident. He realized he had auto insurance to take care of that banged up car, health insurance to take care of the hospital stay, but nothing to take care of the legal bills that were a result of that accident. Nothing like that existed in our country, in the European market it did. Started Legal Shield in 1972. We now have approximately 4.6 million lives that we protect across the U.S. and Canada. We have a dedicated network of quality law firms, and this is the power behind what we do. We know that when you press a button, you're going to have access to a provider law firm in your state or your province, and there we have an A-plus rating on the Better Business Bureau. That's huge, and you can't get better than that, A-plus. And our clients rate us on Facebook with 4.7 out of 5 stars. You know if it's on Facebook, it's real. Oh, man, I just had to say it. All right, our purpose, to protect and empower people. Our vision, to provide equal access to the liberty, equality, opportunity, and justice that every North American or human being deserves and expects. Our mission, to help people improve their lives, teaching life-transforming skills and to deliver exceptional products and services that promote peace of mind and confidence in a world that's oftentimes uncaring and selfish. Let's talk real quickly about our app, right? Some of you already have it downloaded on your phone, and so let's walk you through what we do. One, you can press a button on your phone and you'll have access to personal legal advice. That means you can pick up the phone and talk to a lawyer. Now, I know some of you are thinking, well, I never really used a lawyer. Well, it's not whether you've used one, but whether you've needed to use one. You see, we think about bad things happen to good people all the time, yes? But most folks don't think about calling a lawyer because they're weighing their checkbook against their rights. What if you could pick the phone and say, look, I just need help. I've got a situation. Right, happened to me, I had a situation with my truck. The dealership didn't do what I thought they should do, so I called Legal Shield. Legal Shield said, based on where you bought the truck and that make and model and that issue, if they keep the truck for 3 more days on the same issue, they got to give you a brand new truck that day. Now, is there music I hear in the background? Okay, because between my words, I was hearing music. I was like, hey, is that me? I felt like it was my own theme music, because I know I'm hyped sometimes, right? I'm like, oh, yeah, this is my thing. But I felt like it was me, my own music. Anyway, somebody will get that right. All right, so personal legal advice. So they told me if they keep my truck for 3 more days, it fell under the lemon law, and they had to give me a brand new truck. I would have never known that and wouldn't have called a lawyer to find out, because to call a lawyer would have cost more than a mechanical problem itself. Does this make sense? Look, here's my point. If you don't know your rights, you don't have any. So picking up the phone, talking to a lawyer, not only that, they'll write letters and make phone calls for you. You know a lawyer writing a letter means a lot more than us writing the same letter. And we can argue back and forth all day, but it's the power of a lawyer making that phone call. I had a situation. It was a $92 situation. I had a creditor harassing me, saying I owed them money. And if I didn't pay the $92, they were going to send my name to a collection agency. And I said, well, listen, I don't owe it. What do I owe it for? They said, there's a subscription of magazines you order from one of our telemarketers. I said, that can't be true because I don't have a subscription of magazines coming to my house. You ever tried to do this before? Go back and forth with someone on the phone and they don't agree. So you say, who's your supervisor? You ever try to do that? And they agree with each other. And so I just called Legal Shield. Legal Shield says, send us the information on our company. We'll write a letter and see if that would help. They wrote a letter. And I don't remember all the legalese, but I remember the last paragraph. It says, you must cease and desist all contact with our client pursuant to the Fair Debt Collections Practice Act. Doesn't that sound good? Man, a letter scared me. Also, I almost wrote myself a check for $92, right? I'm like, do I owe me? But here's my point, Utah. I never heard from that company again, but it's the power of a lawyer writing that letter versus Darnell arguing back and forth on the phone. Make sense? Contract and document review up to 15 pages. Listen, this alone has saved me thousands of dollars for some fine print I didn't understand in a real estate contract. You see, I bought this lot. My wife and I were going to build this dream home, and the economy shifted in 2006, and the developer decided they weren't going to gate the community. So we decided we weren't going to move there, so we moved to where we live today. Well, we kept the lot, But about 2.5, 3 years went by. We received a letter from the HOA, Homeowners Association, from the lot that we never built on, saying we owe $10,500 in HOA fees. So just so you all know, I don't pay $10,000 in Homeowners Association fees right now, and there's a house on that lot. See? So I'm definitely not paying for dirt. Right? This is my thinking. So I called Legal Shield because I'm nervous. I don't care how much money you make in the room, Utah, Idaho, right? $10,000 scares you. You're like, look, I'm not paying $10,000. So I sent it off to the law firm. A law firm says, send us, they told me 7 pages they wanted me to send the HUD sheet, et cetera, from this real estate contract. And they looked at the fine print. This is a powerful thing about our lawyers. They called me. I'll never forget. I was in Arizona on vacation with the family. And they said, Mrs. Self, such and such, Weinstein, Freeman & Freeman. That's our Maryland law firm. They said, we reviewed the contract. And we talked to the lawyer representing that development, and your $10,500 has gone away. I couldn't believe it, right? The entire $10,000, right? Now, look, it's funny because I can see all of you. You can only see the people in front of you. Let me tell you what just happened. Only half of you clapped just now. And the only reason is because it wasn't your $10,000. If it was your $10,000, right, you'd be hallelujah. You'd be serious in here right now. I got it. But it wasn't your $10,000, so you're not as excited as I was. So I was inquisitive, right? I was nosy. So I asked the lawyer, I said, how did $10,000 go away? They said, well, we looked at the fine print in the contract that you should have sent us before you signed it. I'm like, ooh, sorry. And they said, check this out. They said 25% of the homes must be up in that development before they are even allowed to start charging $1 in HOA fees. That's what their contract said. But it was 100 homes that were slated to be developed in that community. Only 7 homes were up, which is 7%, not 25%. And I guarantee the 7 homes that were up were paying HOA fees but didn't know they didn't have to. Here's my point. If you don't know your rights, you don't have any. You guys get what I'm saying? That's $10,000 that saved me right there. IRS audit, just in case you named it an audit, right? Unfortunately, I've used all these areas, which is the reason why I'm so passionate about what I do. I've been named an audit. Look, when you go from nothing, when I first started with Legal Shield, I didn't have a car. My car had been taken. Repossessed. I like to say taken because it's good for my ego, but I know who took it. I know the thief. His name was Toyota Motor Corporation. First, middle, last name. I know that brother. But here's my point. When I went from nothing to a whole lot, the IRS says, let me holler at you for a second, man. And it was scary, but guess what? My tax attorney was there with Legal Shield. This is the reason why this works so well, right? Because we don't just have a lawyer. We have law firms. And not every lawyer knows every area of law, like every doctor doesn't know every area of medicine. So even my friends who are lawyers love this because their family members call them all the time asking legal questions they can't answer. And they got a job, but their families want them to do it for free. So even lawyers you know will see value in this. Not only that, but we also have access to civil trial defense. That's pre-trial and actual trial hours. We have family domestic services. This is 90 days. So this is the one that you have to wait 90 days. So if you're not really feeling the person you're going home to today, you got 89 more days after today. Then you can let them go, right? Deuces. But you got 89 more days. Pray about it. Go to counseling. Try to work it out. Same thing with adoption. You got 90 days. So if you're not really feeling your kids, 90 more days, get you some new ones. Right? We got you figured out. I'm sorry. That was a bad joke, but you get my point. All right. The second button there is going to be speeding tickets, right? Moving traffic violations. I've used that area most often. I have, right? Testing it out for you all, making sure it was right. But what happens is you take a picture. It asks for permission to open up the camera function on your phone. Take a picture of the moving traffic violation. Goes over to the law firm. Now, Milan is my youngest. I added my oldest son to my auto insurance policy. Somebody tell me what happened. Added my next son. Somebody tell me what happened. Now my third son is driving. It keeps going up. Here, my entire family is protected under one plan for one monthly fee. We can keep those insurance costs down by making sure we keep the points off their license. We're not here to fix tickets, but if we can help you get the points off your license, wouldn't that be valuable? Right? So that's huge right there. Even though I got my speeding ticket in Waco, Texas, I didn't have to go back to Texas. I called my law firm in Maryland. They called a firm in Texas. They assisted me. My points were dropped and my fine was dropped. Only had to send $40 in court costs. I would have spent more than $40 to drive or fly back from Maryland to Texas. Does that make sense to everybody? So huge value right there. Last will and testament. You have a last will and testament prepared. I'm almost embarrassed to say this, but I didn't have a last will and testament when I joined Legal Shield. We were married with 2 kids at the time. Again, we have 4 now, but I didn't have one. You're young. You feel invincible, but death doesn't have an age attached to it. Yeah, and so it's scary, right? If you don't have a will, your state will have one for you. You may not like it. And I'll never forget my mom, by the way, has 8 sisters. So it's 9 of them and then 1 brother, right? So she has 8 sisters, 1 brother. My uncle, my mom's brother, passed about 2.5 years ago. And I only tell you that because he was connected to life support. and my mom and her sisters decided that, you know, they disconnect them. But here's the great thing about that decision is they didn't have to decide, because my uncle had already made the decision in his living will what he would want to have happen in that situation. But I've seen families, like siblings, no longer speak, disconnect, because they think one made the wrong decision over their sibling. And I'm just saying, don't put your family through that. Don't put your siblings through that. Don't put your kids through that. Don't put your parents through that. You decide what you want to have happen and what you would want to have happen with your things. And Legal Shield takes away the number one excuse why people don't have a living will or last will and testament, which is cost. Right? We've taken away that excuse because we give you one just for trying out our service. If you walk in without a will, you walk out with access to one today, right? So with a push of a button, you can actually start to process that. And listen, don't feel overwhelmed by it. If you have questions, just call your law firm. They can assist you with that, okay? Here's one of my favorite parts, member perks, because I like to save money. Anybody else like to save money? I love discounts. Like when I'm purchasing something, I always say, well, listen, is that the best you can do? That's my favorite negotiation line. Like my wife knows it. Whatever we do, anything, is that the best you can do? And I'm quiet because I like a discount. Not how much money you make, but how much money you keep, Utah. Right? Look, if you make $100,000 a year, but you spend $200,000, you just broke at a higher level. I'm trying to help y'all. Nice car, still broke. But here's my point. You get discounts, right? Whether I'm renewing my Costco's or Sam's membership, get a discount. We go to the movies, right? I get a discount. Look, my kids took me to the movies on Father's Day, right? Well, they took me, but I paid. Figure that one out. But I paid. But I saved $36. Look, it may sound like a little bit of money. When I tell you how much this membership is, our membership is paid for every month just because of the discounts we get every month. So the membership is like free just because we use our member perks. All I'm saying is take advantage of your members' perks. I had to get in the habit of doing this because I used to forget. But every time I go somewhere now, whether I'm renting a car, because my sons play football, so I travel to go watch them, I rent cars, save money. Stay in hotels, save money. Everybody with me? Amusement parks, save money. So at least check it out to see if it's on there, because you have over 400 vendors you can save money with. Sound good? Okay, good. We also have this red button here, emergency legal access, just in case things happen outside of office hours, because would you agree that legal situations can happen outside of office hours? And we're not saying you're a bad person. Again, we're saying bad things happen to good people. I have a son that's in college, right? A good kid. If you haven't met him, he said, man, he's a really nice kid, polite, mannerable. But you know he could be at the right party with the wrong crowd at the wrong time. If he's being questioned, detained, or arrested, I'd love for him to have access to his Miranda, right to remain silent, right? Right to a lawyer. Most people just remain silent because they don't have a lawyer to call. So, again, we're not talking about bad people doing worse things. We're saying when bad things happen to good people. I'll tell you one other story. I did the same presentation in South Carolina, and afterwards we ate out. Right, you call it the meeting after the meeting. So we're hanging out at this Mexican restaurant. I'll never forget it. And a guy sitting across the table from me, in his 20s, he was new to Legal Shield, had just joined that month. And he says, look, I heard your presentation today, and if you don't mind, I'd love to share with you my story. I said, sure. He said, that sounded good. That's better, right? Let me move it up here. I'm sorry. Sometimes I say things I shouldn't say while you're listening, but I'm talking to myself. Don't worry. Just eavesdrop on my own personal conversations. So what happened was, let me start all over. Hi, my name is Darnell Spell, right? Because you can hear me now. So we're at this Mexican restaurant, and the guy says, I'd love to share my story with you. I said, sure. And he says, I used a service right away, and I didn't think I'd even need it, but it made sense to have it just in case. He said, my coworker offered me Legal Shield, and I took advantage of it. He said, that weekend, my son was playing on a trampoline in the backyard, fell off, got seriously hurt, and wouldn't stop crying. He said, my wife and I tried to console him, put ice on his leg, but he kept crying, so we rushed him to the hospital. He said, while we were sitting there in the emergency area in the South Carolina hospital, he said, different people kept moving the little curtain back in the trauma area to take a look at our son. So he says, my wife got nervous and says, can you ask why so many people keep coming back to evaluate our son? And he did so, and that person says, well, sir, ma'am, we hate to tell you this, but it looks like it could be a case of child abuse. We have to ask you some further questions. And he said he got so upset because he knew he didn't do anything. And his wife says, calm down, honey. They're already accusing you of abuse. Not the right time to get upset. You know what I'm saying? So he said, you walk down the hospital hallway to calm down. Because you know you can have Legal Shield, but forget you have it if you're a new member. He said, I forgot I even had it. He said, I walked down the hospital hallway to calm down a little bit and remembered, man, my coworker offered me this Legal Shield thing. He said, took out the phone, called his lawyer. By the way, this is on a Saturday night. Most law offices are closed. He got the senior partner of the South Carolina law firm on the phone. They asked him a bunch of questions. What hospital are you in? Have you answered any questions so far? He said, he told me to go back, sit with my wife and my son. He said, I'll call the hospital for you. He said, about 10 minutes went by. The curtain moved again. He said, this time it was a gentleman with a sports jacket on. He said he identified himself from the administrative offices of the hospital. He said, sir, ma'am, we heard from your lawyer, and first of all, let me apologize. He said the entire environment shifted in that emergency area because his lawyer made the phone call to the hospital. And he said the most powerful thing, he said, Mr. Self, the thing I couldn't help to think about was my coworker. He said, because my coworker talked to me about Legal Shield for 15 minutes while we were eating pizza for lunch. And I told him it makes sense, but I want to talk to my wife about it. He said, my coworker didn't pressure me. He says, no problem. I'll see you back at work and let me know what your wife says. He said, the next week, my coworker followed up with me, and I told him my wife says, yes, we want it, but we want to wait one more week. I want to get paid first. He said, my coworker didn't pressure me. He says, no problem, man. I'll see you back at work. He said, the next week, my coworker followed up with me and said, hey, man, you ready to protect your family, take advantage of the service? He said, I told him, yes, I'm ready. He said, but what I couldn't help to think about while I was in the hospital room that night was, what if I told my coworker, give me one more week? He said, where would they have taken my son that night? He said, where would they have taken me that night? He said, my wife would have been sitting there by herself. He said, to me, this is more than just access to lawyers. This is access to peace of mind. And that's what we all have access to with this Legal Shield membership. I'm telling you, it's powerful. It is so powerful, right? Because you never know. So you have 24-hour access, emergency situations, and anything that falls outside of the 100% coverage, you get a discount on. That means after today, once you download your app, you take advantage of the membership, after today, you'll never, ever have to pay 100% for your lawyer fees again. At a minimum, you get a discount. Isn't that powerful? And so even on pre-existing conditions, try to get health insurance with a pre-existing health condition. It's tough. Try to get auto insurance when you already banged up your car. You can't do it. Try to get life insurance, you pass away, then come back. I'm telling you, that's tough, right? I'm sorry, bad joke, but you get my point. All right, so who's protected? The member, the member's spouse, any never married dependent children under the age of 26 living at home, also full-time college students, dependent children under the age of 18 for whom the member is a legal guardian of, and then also physically and mentally disabled children living at home for the life of them, all under one membership. Isn't that powerful? To have access to your whole family with this one membership, okay? So here's your tough decision this morning, Utah. $250 an hour for a lawyer or our entire law firms in every state for $20 a month for your family. It's an easy decision, isn't it? It's an easy decision. Look, I can't believe this is what I get to do for a living. Like, I can't believe for almost 20 years of my life, this is what I get to do. And look, I don't even provide the services. I just market the services. Like, I'm not a lawyer. Trust me, you don't want to ask me for legal advice. And even though I say that, there's always somebody after the presentation that comes up. And my veterans in the room, you know what I'm talking about. They're like, hey, let me ask you a question. I got this. Didn't I tell you I'm not a lawyer? Right? That's what you want to say. Remember, 7-year bachelor's degree. You don't want to ask me a legal question. It'd have been 10 more years to get a law degree, trust me. But here's the great thing. I get to stand in the middle of the people who want lawyers, who see value in having access, and the lawyers who do an amazing job with the average 19 year of experience in practicing law. I get to put those two groups together as the middleman. We make a whole lot of money for doing it. It's the most amazing thing. That means you can have a GED, you can have a PhD, you can be in sales, you can never run a business ever before in your life, and you're just the middleman, and you make a whole lot of money by being a middleman in America, putting groups together. We'll talk about that in 1 second. So that's what we do for a dollar a day. Here's the second service that we provide. In our opinion, injustice is one of the biggest crimes in North America, but one of the most common and fastest growing crimes happens to be identity theft. Would you agree? It's a scary crime. Most folks don't even know when they've been a victim. Check this out. There is a huge problem that everyone faces, but we also realize that criminals don't just want your money anymore, they want your identity. So we realize that it's not just financial, it's tax returns, medical claims, Social Security claims, personal loans. But in the end, you're guilty until proven innocent. That means you're pulled over for a routine traffic violation. And the officer's doing what they're supposed to do, right? Look, take a look and go back and look at your license, your information. But now there's a bench warrant out for your arrest for something you didn't do. But how do you prove that that is me, but not the me you're looking for? Right? And so my point is you are guilty until proven innocent with identity theft. So here's what we do, right? Take a look at this. We monitor all these situations. First, we give you access to your credit score. Need a Social Security number, passport, driver's license, medical ID, emails, loans. We monitor all this information, right? Even black market website surveillance and social media. Well, you'll get to be able to, you can check the things you want monitored on social media. Because some of us like to have our birthday on social media. People can say, oh, happy birthday. Some of you may not want to have that because that's something else that these can identify you as with your birthday, knowing your birthday. So you get to select what you want. They'll monitor those things. But not only do we monitor, most importantly, we provide comprehensive restoration. There is a difference, Utah, between resolution and restoration. Right? Resolution means we'll help you to resolve it. We'll send you a kit. It's a resolution package. Restoration means we'll restore it back to pre-theft status for you on your behalf with licensed private investigators who would do whatever it takes for as long as it takes to clear your records for life. This is why we're on the hottest employee benefits today. So if you're an insurance agent in a room or a broker or a decision maker or you're already in the business-to-business space, this is going to be a huge value for you. Get back with the person who invites you out and ask them about our B2B, business-to-business channel, because what a great opportunity with the book of business you already have responsibility over, where you can add an additional product to your portfolio. And the reason why we're one of the hottest employee benefits today is because employers are tired of employees taking time off, trying to handle situations they're not proficient in, and we get to keep those employees at work, meaning we get to reduce absenteeism, or what we call presenteeism today. That means people are at work, but they ain't thinking about work because they have problems. So, again, if you know people in that space, I have colleagues that earn six figures a year solely by doing that. That's not how I did it, but you can do it that way. Does that make sense? So we get to go out and offer these two services, and we provide this restoration with a $5 million service guarantee. Here's my point. If it takes us more than $5 million to figure out who did it, you did it. That's why we can't find it, right? Because you sold your own identity. That's just my personal take. So these two apps together, we got to come to a close. These two apps together, your family plan is $39.90, right? Check it out on the board, on the screen. $19.95 for your legal plan, $19.95 for your ID Shield plan for your entire family, for $39.90. If you're an individual, that means you're not married, you don't have any dependents, you can get it for $27.90. You see that on the board? $17.95 for the legal plan and $9.95 for our ID Shield. Got it? How many people see value in protecting your families or yourself for a dollar a day, right? Makes sense. You also have a one-time $10 enrollment fee. We get you up and going. Let me spend the last 10 minutes talking about how we get paid and we'll be done. Everybody with me? Stick with me. 10 minutes on how we get paid. Here's how it works. Word of mouth. We just let people know this exists. Now, we participate in word of mouth advertising all the time. We just typically don't get paid for it. Let me give you some examples. Facebook or any social media, but let's just use Facebook. Right? We tell people all the time, hey, you got to go check out this post. Hey, did you see what such and such just posted? Even if someone's not on social media, you'll take a screenshot, send it to them, and say, look what they just posted. But they don't send us any money for that. Right? Uber. This is Uber all the time. Uber, Lyft, right? All the time. Unless you work for Uber, they don't pay you for telling people, hey, catch a ride. They send you credits. That's nice. So when other people download the app and I refer them, I get credits. But I've never been able to pay my bills with Uber credits. Trying to help y'all. But what if, right, because I do this all the time. I tell people about a good movie. I tell people about, you know, if I got a deal on something, hey, you should go check this out, right? We do it all the time. What if you told people to go see a movie and Will Smith sent you $60 every time you told someone to go see his movie? Would you tell a few more people? Oh, yeah, because my movie would be free, right, $60? What if Will Smith sent you $280 to go see one of his movies? Would you get a bus, call it Will Smith Express? I would, or I'd get my whole neighborhood to go. Well, that's what we do. We pay you from $60 to $280 every time you let someone know about Legal Shield and they take advantage of that plan. It's the most amazing thing in the world. Again, I'm almost blushing because I can't believe I get to do this for a living. I get to let people know about a service. Most say no. If you say yes, and I make a whole lot of money for doing it. I don't even provide the services. Let's talk about how this works. As an associate, you get paid $60 every single time. Wow, even the sound system got excited. So what happens is $60 every single time you take advantage or someone takes advantage of the service. So that means, check this out. You go and tell a few people about Legal Shield, right? Send them to your website, et cetera. I'll talk about that in a second. And let's say three people got the service. That's 3 times 60. You made 180 that fast. You got to get what I'm saying? And you can move up. When you have three people take advantage of the service, and one of them says, I want to join the business. Because inevitably, is that me? I'm getting too hot up here? All right, hold on. So, inevitably, somebody's going to say, how much money did you make off of this? Inevitably, I promise, somebody's going to say that. And you say, $60. And they're going to say, can I do this too? And you're going to say, yes. So now you have three memberships. No customers, we call them members. One associate, that means one person has joined the business with you, and now you've moved up to your first level, and instead of making $60, look on the screen, you're making $120. How would you like to make double the amount that you would ordinarily make when you market a service. I would, but at my job at the mall, I got a raise for 10 cents. No, I'm not joking. I don't know how it is in Utah, but in D.C., I got a raise from $7 an hour to $7.10. And people used to come in the mall and say, man, you make $7 an hour? I'm like, man, don't disrespect my cake. I make $7.10. That's how I used to talk, by the way. Urban translation money. But but $7.10, that wasn't keeping up with inflation. $7.10 wasn't keeping up with inflation, right? 10 cents. But here you got a raise for double the amount of money, from $60 to $120. Think about this. You go out and get 10 customers at $120 a pop. That's $1,200. That day, that week, that month is your business. There's no bosses here, just coaches. How many people like to make an extra $1,200 a month? Okay, let's take half of that, $600. Let's take another half of that. Do you know the average person, check this out, this is a true stat, the average person doesn't have an extra $300 when something happens in their household, like the water heater goes out, something happens to a tire on their car, right, the kid's tuition comes up. The average person doesn't have an extra $300. So an extra $300 would be great for the average household. If you want everyone to become wealthy, you got to support the masses, not the few. Find out what the masses would benefit from, and the masses would benefit from $300 a month. Okay, stick with me. You can move up again, making $140. You can move up again, making $160, then $190. By the way, you're doing the same thing, right? Someone's going to your website, checking out the information, or they're looking at a link that you sent them, that you text them, or you went and took them for a cup of coffee. They liked it. Now you're making $230 for the same membership that you were making $60 for. If I'm going to cut somebody's grass, can I make $230 instead of $60? If it's a larger lawn, maybe I'll make more, but I'm talking about the same lawn, you just get paid more. You all getting this? So this is huge, $200. Don't quit your job, by the way. This is extra money. If you already have a career, keep that career. Make extra money. Get out of debt before you quit your job. This is what I coach people to do all the time. Make both monies. Get out of debt. Creditors don't expect us to pay anything extra. That's how they keep us in debt. So pay extra on everything. Don't quit your job. This is all extra money. Everything to gain, nothing to lose. You all getting this? Hey, Utah, you know the best thing I love about being debt-free, the number one thing I love about not owing anybody anything, is I can answer my phone with my own voice. Isn't that a good thing? Oh, y'all never been, y'all been rich all your life. I get it. I was a grown man talking about, daddy ain't home. You ever try to use that voice? Man, it's tough when you got a baritone. Hey, look, check this out. They used to get good, right? They got really slick, my bill collectors. And they used to call me by my first name. They said, Darnell. I said, hey, yes, this is Visa. I'm like, oh, wrong number. I thought you said Durl. You know, I tried to get out of it. Oh, man, I digress. Sorry. 280. This is all about doing the same thing, right? Hey, let's just do this. Let me quickly share with you. There's a lot of money to be made, even in bonuses. If you move faster, we'll pay you more. If you move slower, we won't pay you the extra bonuses. You still make your normal commissions. That's all you need to know about that. I call it the law of diminishing intent. The law of diminishing intent. That means the thing you intend on doing starts to diminish the longer you take to get it done. That's in life, by the way. That's why the gyms are packed in January, but March, they're no longer packed. Because the longer you take to start the whatever that is, that goal is, the more likely you are not to even go for the goal. So we know that if we can keep you going fast in the beginning, you're making some checks. They're called belief checks. You'll keep going. So that's our goal. Here's what it takes to get started in Legal Seal. $99 to start your own Legal Seal business. Isn't that unbelievable? I should say only $99. Only $99. Y'all are funny. Y'all make me laugh. Y'all do, because I can see all. You know I can see you all, right? Okay, good. So, like, again, I just got half participation, and, like, half of you were like, yes, $99. And those are probably the business owners or those from entrepreneurial environments, because you're thinking, man, $99. If I owned a restaurant in Utah, I'd spend more than $99 on my napkins and paper towels for my restaurant every month, right? But the half that don't clap, they typically are like, $99. That's where they get you right there. See, I knew you had to pay. You're like, you were funny at first, Mr. Mall Man, but that's where they get you right there. I know you're here. Don't look at me. Just look at the lights. And it's not your fault you think that way, right? This is why I speak at schools now, because look, people are born for success but taught to fail. I read a book in the 90s. Not sure what the stats are today. It said half of the millionaires that live in the United States of America aren't originally from the United States of America. Taught to come over to the land of opportunity and to build something for themselves. Risk their lives if they have to. I'm not here to judge. I'm just saying it's just a fact. And most of our children, to no fault of the teachers, will be taught in a system to go out and build something for someone else who's come over to build something for themselves. And all I'm saying is entrepreneurialism doesn't have to be something our kids have to do, but at least give them the option. Does that make sense? And so, but they should know a business takes an investment. And so investment is actually healthy. There's nothing wrong with an investment. It's a good thing as long as there's value on the other end of the investment. Make sense? You can't start a legitimate business for $99, and you can't start an illegitimate business for $99, right, because you need the product. But here's my point. Watch this. Y'all are funny. You go out, get three customers, one associate. You're already making 180, three times 60. And if you're doing your first 20 days, you're going to pay you another 180. And right now, as long as you get started in the month of August, we'll double that. We'll pay you an additional 360 when you're doing your first 20 days. So check this out. This is your first 20 days. You've made 180 from the 3-in-1 plus 360 because you did it in 20 days. That's $540 for a one-time $99 investment. That's what I call a great investment. And we know you don't know how to do it because you're just getting started. That's up to us to show you how to do it. Hey, it's powerful. So to show you, we give you tools that will help you out with it. Because folks say things like, well, I don't know if I could do that. I don't want to talk like you're talking. We don't want you to. Because in the beginning, you're going to mess it up for you. You're going to mess it up for us. I'm just serious. But so we have videos that will do it for you, right? Because we don't want you to try to rehearse and do what I just did and you just got started last week. But the video does the same presentation every time, whether it's in Toronto, whether it's in D.C., whether it's in Utah. Everybody with me? Okay, good. So you have video, social media. Like my kids, they do everything through short videos. Look, I asked my son Malik to watch his 8-minute video before. He said, Dad, I got to find 8 minutes. Why? He looked at how long it was before he decided to watch it. That's what kids do. They want everything in 2 minutes. Now, he'll watch 4 2-minute videos, but not 1 8-minute video. Figure that one out. My point is we've got things so that anybody, 18-year-olds and 81-year-olds, could do this. Because if you're in a room right now, you're thinking, app. You're talking about all these apps. What is an app? You're going to fall under DVD. Okay, you're going to go traditional. That's all I'm saying. Right? You're going to use magazines. Like at my dentist's office, I have a magazine. So when people are waiting to get their teeth cleaned, they can look through the magazine and say, oh, this makes sense to have access to a lawyer. I'm a small business owner. They can go to my website because I have a label on it, or they can call me. See, that's traditional. So I do it all, but it's up to you. We'll teach you different marketing strategies. We have business briefings just like this happening all over. So even though I'm here right now, right, I'm in California, I'm in Florida. So wherever people are traveling doing presentations like this, and by the way, this presentation is happening just like this all over North America every week. So you don't have to be there in order to earn income from all across North America. Isn't that powerful? Listen, my wife and I were making $4,000 a month from Hawaii before we stepped foot on the island. So you can't look at me and say, man, it's because you're so good. I wasn't there. But the system that existed on the mainland existed in the island. Systems make you wealthy, not people. We'll teach you that in a little bit. All right, so all these are part of our systems, right? Now, this isn't mandatory. It's optional. I would say it's mandatory if I had the ability to say it's mandatory, but I can't because it's not. But it's having access to your website. It's free for the first month, and it is $19.95 a month after that. I love it because, in my opinion, it's hard to build a business today without your own website. Like, what do? You tell someone you know in a different state, hey, listen, I'm on my way, I'm going to show you this? Or would you like to say, hey, let's go to my website, check out the information. If you like what you see, then go ahead and sign up. That's the way you want to build a business today, right? It saves you time. It leverages you. So you have access to your website, Franklin Covey courses, which, by the way, you deal with people, and you're going to need some Franklin Covey courses on your side because people are crazy. So it's nice to have, right, some Franklin Covey courses, right, for conflict management, time management, et cetera. Prospect by Legal Shield, I love that, because if you meet someone and you say, look, put your information right here. I'm not sure if you keep your career options open, but I'd love to send you something. They say, sure. They get a video. It even tells you if they watch the video, how much of the video they watched, and it will follow up for you. So I love that. You also have Legal Shield Engage, which allows you to communicate with your organization, because at some point, you're going to have an organization all across North America, and it'd be nice to press one button just to communicate with your team in Florida. You can do that through LS Engage. So we have all the tools, is my point. This just shows you leverage, because at the mall, it was just me responsible for me. Check this out. After year one at the mall, it was still just me. After year two, me. Year three, me. That means if I didn't go to work, I didn't get paid. After 10 years at the mall, it was still me responsible for my income. Everybody with me? But here, what if you could introduce 5 people in 1 year to your business? This is a concept all CEOs are familiar with. Because at some point, you want to scale your business. And you want employees at work doing a great job, even if you decide to play golf that day. So watch this, 5 people in a year, that's one person every other month. And then you taught those 5 in year 2 to do the same thing you did, which is introduce 5. Now there's 25 people on your team. Everybody with me? If you're in insurance, you're already familiar with this. If you're in real estate, you're already familiar with this. A real estate broker has real estate agents. When the agent sells a home, the broker still makes a percentage. Year five, if you just do this math, over 3,000 people responsible for your income. Check this out. Let's just look, because I don't preach a get rich quick. Let's say you got a 10%. Now get a 10 in college and see if you graduate. But 10% sell one membership, not 10% sold 20 or 100% sold one. We're talking about, we're really lowballing it. 10% sell one membership a month. They take 29 days off. 300 memberships in your organization, you take 10% of that. At the executive director level, that's $15,000 a month in overrides. Because people lie, but numbers don't. You all get what I'm saying? These are numbers. Oh, by the way, I guess I should say, if that $15,000, if you just got half of that, that's $7,000. If you got half of that, that's $3,500. Would that be okay if you got a 2 on the test? Residual income, let me come to an end. Residual income is my favorite because that means it keeps coming in even when you're not working. I told you all, I think, I started this business at 28 years old. And if you're familiar with, like, cable, satellite, car insurance, right, these things are powerful because someone installed your cable one time or satellite, and you keep paying for that bill every month, somebody's getting paid even though they only installed it one time. Auto insurance works that way, right? Someone signs you up for auto insurance, somebody's getting paid off of that every single month you pay. You all familiar with that? In the film industry, music industry, they call it royalties. Like Elvis Presley, somehow still one of the top income earners in our country. Elvis! The man has been dead for decades. I know there's sightings, but the king has left the building, let's face it. Right? But he's still earning income. How is that? Residual income. Legal Shield does the same thing. So I started this business in my 20s. This, look, my book of business from my 20s followed me into my 30s. It's now stalking me in my 40s. Well, over 90% of my wife's and our income, I don't say it to impress you, but to impress upon you, over 90% of our income comes in whether we wake up and build our Legal Shield business or not. This gives you the feeling, Utah, to wake up doing the thing you feel purpose to do, not the thing you have to do for a dollar. It's a different feeling when you wake up in the morning like that. Does that make sense? It's a different feeling. I'm telling you. It's a different feeling. It's called residual income, right? You got to get something. Even if it's not Legal Shield, find something that will keep paying you off of what you started in your 60s. Where else can you start something in your 60s and get paid in your 70s for what you started in your 60s? There are 18-year-olds in the room right now who get paid in their 50s for something they started when they were a teenager. Powerful. Last story, and we got to end. We moved into the house we live in today, 1, 2, 3, 4 homes down from us. We introduced ourselves to our neighbors. 4 homes down from us is a very successful surgeon in the D.C. area. His wife has never worked. She's always been a homemaker since we moved in. About 2 years went by, a little less than 2 years, and we heard he had an aneurysm, so he couldn't perform surgery any longer. And we really prayed about that situation. But less than a year from that point, we noticed his house went up for foreclosure. And all I'm saying is, I don't care how good you are at what you do, Utah, if you stop doing it, or you can't do it, and you stop getting paid, that's called scary. So all I'm saying is find something that will pay you a reoccurring income so that no matter what happens in life, you have something that you built that will pay not only you, but your future generations to come. How many people see that as valuable? And that's what we do here with Legal Shield, okay? Listen, everything else on these slides are just perks. They're just extra. Like, we have rings because people like recognition. So we have the $50,000 ring, $100,000 ring, $150,000 ring, all the way up to the $1 million ring. Okay, you got to earn that within any 12-month time frame. We have millionaire club members with our business. We have, of course, incentive trips with our business. I love incentive trips, not because of where we go, but because it's free. Okay, let me help you guys out. I know that some of you said, look, I've been to Jamaica. I've been to the Bahamas. I've been to Cabo. But it's better when it's free, Utah. I'm telling you, you can't even complain, even if you want to. When it's free, the food is better when it's free. You know what I'm saying? The terminals feel like a massage when it's free. You know, you don't even complain. By the way, I forgot to mention this. I should have mentioned this. Sitting right here, Mr. Mike Humes, who's my daughter's godfather. By when I met him, he's a postal worker. And I didn't mention this, but we also earn passive income. That means you earn income even when your team's successful and you're not. Check this out. This is the most amazing thing. When Mike Humes made $100, my override at that time was $30. So I didn't care if he made $100 because I made $30. That means the person that introduced you this morning doesn't care if you made more money than them. When he made $1,000, they sent me $300. I'm like, go, Mike, go. He was delivering mail at the time. He was doing this on a part-time basis. When he made $100,000, they sent me $30,000 that year. I couldn't believe it. He quit his job because he never made $100,000 running from dogs as a postal worker. He did. He quit. And I couldn't believe it because they paid me $30,000 for something I didn't do, Utah. I never made $30,000 for something I didn't do. I barely made it when I did it. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, let me find 9 more. All right. So let's do this. Let's share with you some testimonies because people get started for different reasons. And I don't want you to base this just on Darnell because I got started for my own reasons. Right? I love to help people. And I like to create a lifestyle where my family doesn't have to worry about money when emergencies come up. Right? We call it peace of mind. But different people start for different reasons. So I want to recognize and celebrate some folks that are here because you'll see there's different people who get started for different reasons, from different backgrounds, from teachers to engineers to physicians to college students, all here, sitting right next to you. So if you're an associate right now, that means you got started with legal school. Or maybe you're just getting started this morning. We want to celebrate you. You're not yet senior associate or manager, but you're at the associate level. Let us celebrate you. Please stand so we can recognize you real quickly. All associates in the room, please stand and be recognized. Congratulations. 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 Congrats. That's exciting. Listen, if I were you all, I'd get their autograph today because the line will be too long 5 years from now. Because all my friends who've made $1 million all started right there. Those are your future millionaire club members who just stood up. Senior associate. Look, that means you moved up. You already got paid. People can't talk you out of it. Please stand and be recognized. Senior associates, congratulations. Congrats, 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 congrats. Powerful. Powerful. Congrats, senior associates. Proud of you all. If you're at the manager level, can you please stand and be recognized? Anybody at the manager? Wow, congratulations. Big time. Big time. Congratulations. Congrats. That's a big deal. And right now, by the way, you can hit manager under relaxed qualifications. So make sure that if your goal is to become a manager, right, for all those in the room who are already associates, or even if you haven't joined, get with the person, invite you out and say, listen, I heard that August is the best time to get started. The guy in front of the room said it. What did he mean by that? And they're going to show you how you can get there less the half, 50% less effort only this month. Okay, so make sure you get back with that person. By the way, you should know it took me 7 years to become a manager at the mall. And no, it did. It did. And so all those folks you just stood up, that's powerful because anybody can hit manager. At the mall, only one person can be the manager at that store. You see that? So no one's holding anybody back. At my job, everyone was kind of stabbing each other in the back to get to that one manager position. You see? And when you came in the mall, you had to come find me because the manager's always hanging out in the back. In fact, they asked me, is the manager here? And I used to walk up because I was cool because I was a manager. So I used to walk like, yes, anybody need me? Because I always had to swing my jacket up because I had keys to the register. You know what I mean? I did the boys. I did the code. I knew the codes. You need to cancel that. You need a layaway. I knew the codes. I'm telling you, I was special. But it was only one of me, is my point. It could be 50 of you, thousands of you all across North America. Senior manager, can you please stand and be recognized? Anybody at the senior manager level? Congrats, congrats. Wow. Congrats, my friends. Congrats. 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 That's a big deal. If you're a director, can you please stand and be recognized? Anybody at the director level? Congratulations. Congrats. 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 Wow. Y'all are doing big things in Utah. Man, this is huge in surrounding areas. If you are a senior director, now these are monthly qualifying positions. That means every month you have to produce a certain amount. At the senior director level, it's 25 memberships a month. You can do it by yourself. And some people do that by going into companies offering this as an employee benefit. And some people do it like I did, which is 5 people getting 5 memberships. That's 25. You can do it with the team. Up to you. But if you're at that level, senior director, can you please stand and be recognized? Anybody at the senior director level? Wow. Congratulations. Congratulations. Congrats. Congrats. That's a big deal. That's a big deal. And then lastly, executive director. And please forgive me due to time because I'm a little bit over. I didn't go over all the positions of executive. There's bronze, silver, gold, platinum, titanium, kryptonite. I'm telling you, it gets up there. It's serious up at that level. But if you're at any of those levels or you've earned one of the rings, we want to quickly celebrate you at this Super Saturday event. Can you please make your way up to the front? Give them a round of applause, all of our executives and above. All right, great. Do I have to do anything, AV team, to turn this on? We already did? Okay, good. You guys are on it. All right, so here's what we want to do real quickly. If you all could just share your name, and I know you guys are at different levels. If you want to say, hey, I'm a six-figure ringer, you can. You don't have to. So if you want to share your level, you can. But if you can just share your name, your background, you already know how to do all this stuff. All y'all professionals. And where you're from and what Legal Shield means to you. Give them a round of applause as they approach the mic, please.
right. My name's Ryan Burns. I got started really because I just wanted to make a little extra money around my full-time job. What happened was, 4 months in, this was paying me more than my full-time job was, so we put our head down. We made about $68,000 that first year. I found out hundreds had passed six figures a year, and we were able to do that in my second year. Last year, we did a little over $250,000, and we just absolutely love the time freedom that comes with it.
Awesome.
My name is Renera Copar, and I am very happy doing Legal Shield. Let me tell you my story, very short. I was a cancer survivor, but at the same time, my background is the Latin American Chamber of Commerce. Since I stay here, I've been working because I want to succeed. I've been working, and I have this determination that I can do it. And the money is great. It just keeps coming and coming and coming.
My name is George Wilkins, and my background is corporate America, where I had the corner office, the window, the alarm codes, the keys, the expense account, the car. I totally arrived. About 18 years ago, this information was shared with me to give me my life back. I do what I want, when I want, with who I want. Because of the time freedom and the flexibility of the finances, our latest goal is to make sure that every one of our grandchildren love us more than their own parents. We love Legal Shield.
Oh.
Good morning. My name is Damian Cheever. I make my home in Boise, Idaho, and I have a background in the mortgage business. And I got started really because I just saw a value in the service. My second month in Legal Shield, I made an extra $1,500, or at least what should have been an extra. But the mortgage business was going like this at the time, so it was a very necessary $1,500. But after that, it became my full-time focus. Not my full-time job, but my full-time focus. It's what I thought about. A year later, I was able to walk away from my job. I've been a full-time husband. I would almost say dad, but every time the kids come to me, I'm like, go ask your mom, you know. So full-time husband for the last 7 years, and now Legal Shield has paid us over $400,000 cumulatively, and we just love Legal Shield.
Awesome.
Hi, my name is Deanne Foster, and my background is that I was a stay-at-home mom, and I homeschooled my kids. And when my youngest finished her high school studies, I wanted to stay productive, so I thought it would be really fun to go get a job. So I did. I found a part-time job, and it was very fun and exciting for about 2 weeks. And it was around that time that I saw this information, and I saw an incredible vehicle that would help my husband and me dust off some of those dreams that we had long since tucked away. And, you know, working this business on maybe 2 hours a day, that first month made about $1,000. And that is way better than a part-time job.
Awesome.
Good morning. C.A. Murph. I'm out of the Las Vegas market. Prior to Legal Shield, I was working in the information technology industry. I was working from 6 in the morning to 2 in the afternoon as an engineer. I was teaching over at National University, teaching people how to get their engineering certification. So literally working from sunup to sundown. Someone was nice enough to share this information with me 15 years ago, plugged into a proven system that you're going to have an opportunity to learn from the best a little later from Mr. Self. And by following that system, within 6 months, I was able to reduce my teaching schedule from 4 nights a week down to 2 nights a week. 16 months later, I was able to leave the engineering position that I had. And as of March of 2004, I've been job free over the last 13 years due to this opportunity.
Awesome. Thank you.
Hi, and my name is Sally Gilbert, and I've been a stay-at-home mom all my life, raising 14 children, and knowing that the day would come when I didn't want to be raising them, I was going to let them take care of me. So I signed them all up in Legal Shield after David insisted that I follow him and do the same. And, folks, I've enjoyed it. I enjoyed the bonuses. I enjoyed the vacations. I enjoy all of that. But I've always lived for the desire and dream of being able to bless everybody else's life. That's all I cared about. And I'm not a money person. I'm a people person. And so in this business, it's been a great journey to be able to find people and bless their lives and have the people come back and thank me after years. Thank me for being persistent. Folks, that is worth so much more than the money.
Awesome.
Morning. My name is Dave Hall. That's my mom, and I'm glad she's not a money person because her income's willable. And she's old. All right. My background is I don't have a high school diploma. Did manual labor jobs up until the age of 28 when I was introduced to Legal Shield. Started very part-time, 5-10 hours a week. within a few months was paying me more than my job. So we transitioned. We went full-time with Legal Shield. Our second year, we made a six-figure income, which, as Mr. Self mentioned, you get a beautiful ring, makes it look like you won the Super Bowl or something like that. But I also have this ring, which means I don't see the money that comes from this ring over here. And fast forward 7 years, we were inducted into the Millionaires Club. We'd made $1 million with this business being stay-at-home parents. I love this business.
Oh, man. You guys make me laugh. I promise you. You guys make me laugh. All right, last slide. Let's recap real quickly. The world's largest taxi cab company actually doesn't own any vehicles. That's Uber. The largest overnight accommodations provider doesn't actually own any hotels. That's Airbnb. Then you have the most popular media provider that actually doesn't provide any content themselves. That's Facebook. And then we have the next one that's going to come up that's going to talk about movies. Okay, there we are. The leading movie rental company doesn't own any theaters themselves. That's called Netflix. And now, today, Legal Shield provides legal services in all 50 states and 4 provinces of Canada, but we don't actually own any law firms. That is the wave of today. That is the wave of today. So, not the wave of the future, but the wave of today. Right? We are here, and there's no negating that people actually need and desire to have equal access to the justice system. And we get to actually provide that. Listen, it's been my honor to be here this morning to provide this information. We're going to take a quick break, 10-minute break. And we're going to come back and actually teach and coach those who desire to not only participate in Legal Shield, but to succeed in Legal Shield. And what my honor is today, and the reason why I've been invited here, is not just to share our success and systems that we've used to succeed, but to also share our mistakes so you can avoid some of those pitfalls, right? And so we're going to share best practices today. So if you can't stick around, great. If you can't stick around all day, that's okay. Some of it's better than none of it, right? Some of it is better than none of it. So stick around as long as you can to get this information. Here's your job now, just to get back with the person who invited you out. If this is your first time taking a look at Legal Shield, let's make sure that they get you registered with Legal Shield to sign up for the membership. So that way you don't say, I heard or I think or someone told me. You can say, I know. There's nothing like believing in it yourself. So use the service yourself. Number two, if you're interested in the opportunity, we'll show you how to get registered today and start earning income right away, like in your first 20 days to make that $500. Okay, that's our job to show you how to do that. And then lastly, if you have any questions, our job is to get those questions answered so you can make a wise and well-informed decision. But just don't do what I almost did. Go by the opinions of others after the presentation. My mentor said, Darnell, if you buy people's opinions, I hope you're willing to buy their lifestyle. And I'm so thankful he said that because most of the people that worked at the mall with me who told me, D, man, that'll never work, are still working at the mall. And if I bought their opinions, I would have bought their lifestyle, and my kids certainly wouldn't be going to the schools they go to today. So it's my honor to be here today to share this information. Again, congratulations for all those who are getting started with Legal Shield. I can't wait to hear your success story, and I can't wait to hear your testimony. God bless you all, Utah. Thanks for having me.